Good morning. Looks to me like it's about time we're supposed to get started. We have a few children here in the front row, but we have quite a few front row seats for children that are vacant. So when you're looking for a place to sit, think about that. So if somebody wants to come up here in the front row of the children and sit here, that's fine even while we're singing. But we'll start singing. Who has a song? The back page of the hymn sheet is especially for, it says, children's hymns and choruses. But I don't think we have to automatically exclude the other pages. But I think that's what this page is especially for. And I will say right here at the outset that unlike some speakers that might take this particular job, I'll not start the songs because I've said before that they'd probably be in the cellar if I did. A little over a year ago, we were in Newfoundland and they were having their meeting and singing quite a few songs in the basement of the meeting room, and I noticed that each person that gave out a song started it. And I thought, man, is that what you got to do? I gave out a song, and I said, we're singing in the basement, but we don't want to be in the cellar so somebody else can start it. Okay, with all that, now who's got one? Okay, we got, I don't know. Are you raising your hand for a song, or are you raising your hand to get somebody's attention? This girl's got a song. 42, good for you. A little child of 7. I bet we have children here that are 7, 3, and 4. I was 7 once, but it's quite a while ago. Even longer ago, I was 3 and 4. Okay, let's sing number 42. Well, the last part of that song said, salvation through his blood. That was talking about Jesus. It said, Christ, the Son of God. That's a very important thing, is through his blood. But let's go on and sing another one. You got one, Zach? 55. You know what? This paper doesn't go to 55. The one we have at our Sunday school goes past 55, but this one stops at 47. But I wonder what 55 is, do you know? It might be in here with a different number. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. Think that's in here, Sam? Think we could sing it anyway? I bet we could. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. Maybe he thought about that because of yesterday it was rainy and today it might be sunny. We'll sing 55. Sing. Number 41. Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Well, we don't even have to wait until we're around the throne of God in heaven because we can sing right now, but that'll be nice then. Let's sing number 41.
Around the throne of God in heaven.
Right in the end of the song, the last verse said something about the blood. So we've had that in the end of two songs. So that's an important thing. Okay, we've got another one. How about Drew? We've got to have a boy.
Number 40.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Okay, let's sing number 40.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
To remind me of what I do on other days. And I think we're supposed to say the verse. Nobody told me what order we do things in, but maybe just to make sure that we don't run out of time, we can sing one more song and then we'll say the verse. Probably most of you children have learned the verse in this paper, but maybe some have other verses. But we'll get this boy here to have a song. Which one? Number 44, Into the Tent, Where a Gypsy Boy Lay. This boy, in this song, he was about ready to die. And in the song that we just sang, Across the Column, Jesus Loves Me, The last verse of that song said, "If I trust him, should I die, he will take me home on high." Well, now we'll sing 44 about this boy, because that's just what happened to him. You know, I have a sister. I guess it's okay to say I have a sister. Maybe I should say I had a sister. And she wrote that last verse of Jesus Loves Me on a piece of paper and put it on her bedroom door, because I think she knew she was going to die. And she did die. But she loved the Lord Jesus, so just like this boy we're going to sing about in number 44, she went to be with the Lord Jesus a long time ago. But let's sing about the gypsy boy now in number 44.
Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay.
Nice to think about this gypsy boy and that he got saved just before he died. But it seems like one of the main themes of this song is, and I think there's probably another verse that isn't in this song sheet that makes it even more clear, that this boy wanted the story of salvation to be told. That's why it says, "Tell it again, tell it again." So we can keep doing that. But now, let's just look to the Lord here for a minute, and then let's say the verse. Our blessed God and our Father, we thank Thee that we can be here with these children. We know there's older people here that are listening in, but we just thank Thee for these children, and we just look to Thee for our little time with them, and ask for Thy help. We thank Thee for the story of salvation and that it is available to whosoever will. We had that word in this last song we sang, whosoever. What a wonderful thing. So we just commend ourselves to Thee as we go on and maybe even look at something in Thy word. We ask for Thy help and give thanks in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, who learned the verse in this paper? You did. Good. You want to say it? You want to say it in this little thing so everybody can hear you? I'm not sure what.
And believeth in that Lord are not... Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 3:15.
Very good. I like that. How about this fellow here?
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 3:15.
Good. You like to say this verse into this thing so everybody can hear you?
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Hebrews 3:15. What, Lily? Can you say this if I help you? Can you say today? Apparently not.
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 3:15.
Good. What, Zach?
Today,
if you will hear his voice,
harden not his voice.
Harden not your heart.
Hebrews 15:3.
Okay, thank you. Nice, we can help each other in that. Today.
Today. Harden not your heart. Hebrews 4:3-15.
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 3:15.
Very good.
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 3:15.
Good.
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Hebrews 3:15. Today, if he will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Hebrews 3:15.
Very good, thank you. Now, we'll come over here. See what we find.
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Hebrews 3:15.
Good, thank you.
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Hebrews 3:15.
Today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your heart. Hebrews 3:15.
Thank you.
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not his heart. Hebrews 3:15.
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Hebrews 3:15.
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Hebrews 3:15.
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Hebrews 3:15.
Today if you will harden not your hearts or heart.
Today if you will hear his voice.
Oh, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 3:15.
Good. Well, what about this quadrant over here? Who are we gonna pick on here to say the verse? Must be somebody. See any little children here, so I'm going to have to ask John, because somebody in this quadrant has to say the verse.
Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 3:15.
Thank you, John. There, we got somebody from each quarter of the room. Harden not your heart. That means to not let God's word enter into your heart. Because when something's real hard, there's farmers around here that sometimes they worry that the ground is too hard and maybe the seed can't get in, although they got pretty fancy planters now. They probably can get it in anyway, but maybe the rain can't get in. So they don't want hard ground, and we don't want hard hearts. Well, I told you I had these apples here. You can't see them, so I'll get them out of this box. It isn't even an apple box. Because I'm a farmer. There's a lot of farmers around here, and there's quite a few farmers in this room. But most of the farmers in this room are probably what we would call grain farmers. And I'm what we call a fruit farmer. We mostly grow two kinds of fruit. We grow a little bit of another kind, but We grow apples. See, we got apples here. We grow cherries too, but we don't store cherries, so it's pretty hard for me to have any cherries here on the table in March because we just have cherries in July. Well, we have them in June and in May, but usually in May and in June they ain't good to eat because they're not ripe yet. But we have apples for a lot of the year because we have a way to store apples and keep apples pretty good. And so I was thinking about fruit because, like I said, I'm a fruit farmer. And there's a verse in the Bible here that says something about fruit. Because, you know, these apples all came from an apple tree. And there's a verse here that says, "Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them." So we want our apple trees to produce fruit. And so I think these apples all came off of different trees. Not real sure. A couple of them could have come off the same tree. But most of them are different trees. But, you know, you can all produce fruit too. And there's a verse, several verses in the Bible that say something about that. Says something about the fruit of the Spirit. And I think I didn't save enough time. Maybe that's good. But so we're not going to ask these children to all find these verses, but maybe I'm not going to find it either. But I think I just found it. That it says the fruit of the Spirit. And I'm going to just tell you, because most of you aren't looking at this in your Bible, that Spirit starts with a capital S, and that's important. It says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Well, that was nine things that the fruit of the Spirit is. And we don't have time to talk about all those things, but those are all real good things, and those are things that we can produce. But, you know, these apples were produced on an apple tree. You're not going to find any. Some of these apples aren't too good. You know, in our business, we sort apples. And only certain ones, this might be the only one here that really makes the grade to go to the stores where your mom goes to buy apples. Because this apple here, I think, would probably grade out as a U.S. extra fancy apple, and that's what your mom usually buys. One of these other ones, this one probably would too. Anybody know what kind this is? Anybody know what kind this is? I'll just tell you, it's a Fuji, and it's pretty good, too. And this one's a Gala. You might notice there aren't any Red Delicious. If I did this when I was the age of some of you children, I probably would have had mostly Red Delicious here, but they're getting to be a thing of the past. But we're not supposed to be talking about that. We're supposed to be talking about these apples are produced on an apple tree. And these good things that I just read to you are produced by the Spirit. But in order to produce these good things by the Spirit, you have to have the Spirit. And so I told you it starts with a capital S, and it comes from God. And He gives you that Spirit that can produce these good things if you believe on Him to be saved. We had songs about the blood. You get saved. You get your sins washed away by the blood. You know, I was thinking a little bit about some of these things yesterday. And yesterday evening, there was a man by the name of Steve that was standing up here. And he had a good gospel meeting. And several times in his gospel meeting, he talked about the Lord Jesus being long-suffering. And I thought, wasn't that nice? Steve is telling us that the Lord Jesus is long-suffering, and this verse tells us that one part of the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. So we should be like the Lord Jesus that way. That means we can deal with things. We can be not not get all worked up about if somebody does something we don't like. We can be what it says, long-suffering. We can just take it. But at these apples here, you know, I said they had to come from an apple tree, but like this gala had to come from a gala tree. And we planted an orchard a few years ago. This apple here came from a Macintosh tree, and it's called a Ruby Mac. That's why it's so red. It used to be Macintosh weren't very red. But we planted an orchard a few years ago, and we planted half of it to Ruby Macs, and we planted half of it to Johnnigolds. And just about the time we had those trees all planted, or maybe the next year, the people that buy our apples decided they didn't want to buy very many Johnnigolds anymore. So we felt real bad about that. Here we got this nice orchard we planted, and it's, I think Johnnigolds are good apples, but you see, I didn't bring any. I don't even think we have any right now. And so we did something. We hired somebody that's pretty good at grafting to come and graft all those Johnnigold trees. I shouldn't say all of them, but that'd be a long story. We don't want to talk about fire blight. But we grafted those Johnnigold trees to gala. So then those trees that had been Johnnigold trees, now they can produce galas. And that's what your mom evidently likes to buy, because the people at the stores say they don't want Johnnigolds anymore. So, you know, when you get saved, that's like grafting a new life into those trees. The bottom of that tree, I wouldn't want to start talking about rootstocks either, so that's too complicated. I'll just say part of that tree is a Johnnigold tree, but the part of the tree that produces fruit, I think this year we're going to cut it off, all the Johnnigold part, and just save the gala part. So those trees that were Johnnigolds are now going to be gala, so they can produce this kind of fruit. And we hope that the markets keep wanting galas, but maybe they'll turn around and want Johnnigolds. But that really doesn't fit in with this lesson. I was going to talk a little bit about these apples that don't make the grade, but we can't talk about that. So just talk about that we grafted those Johnnigold trees over to galas, and we want trees to produce good fruit. And it seems like the market thinks galas are more good fruit than Johnnigolds. And so the fruit that we want you children to produce is what we have here called the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. All right, we can't define all those things, but they're all good things. And you can only produce good things if you have that good life grafted into you from the Lord Jesus and have His Spirit. I think we're going to have to stop now. Maybe they'll let us go for an extra minute. If somebody has one more song, and we'll probably only sing part of it. So, let's see, we'll get this boy here. What song would you sing? Number 47. Oh boy, I could tell a story about that one too, but I guess I better not. Let's just sing the first verse and the chorus, and then we'll be done. Bible, and God refers to us as jewels. There's people here, I'm sure, that are wearing jewels. Pretty nice jewelry some people probably have on today. But God calls us his jewels, but only if we're saved, only if we have that new life and spirit from him. So let's just pray again that everyone would have that.